This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Welcome back, folks. There is a lot going on in the city this weekend. Noe is here, as well as the New Orleans Book Festival, and the co-chair and the former First Lady of the City of New Orleans, Cheryl Landrieu, joins us. Cheryl, welcome to the show. Cheryl, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Cheryl, welcome to the show. The fourth year that the festival takes place with the New Orleans Book Festival, March 27th through the 29th on Tulane's Uptown campus. Tell us about all that is offered.
This is a three-day event that's co-chaired by Walter Isaacson and I. We're, as you say, in our fourth year, we're expecting close to 200 authors on Tulane's campus. We have about 90 sessions, and so those authors will be talking about books and the things that they've written, and people will be involved in sessions. That there'll be, you know, many sessions to, you know, on a variety of topics. So people can come. It's all free and open to the public. They can come and join us on Tulane's campus, and we're calling it, right now we're calling it Mardi Gras for the Mind, because it's very New Orleans cultural event, but also very intellectual and fun.
Talk to us a little bit about the topics. I went through the, and folks, if you want to learn more about it, go to bookfest.tulane.edu. I was looking through there of all the offerings, the programs, the interviews that are going on. I mean, there's something for everybody. If you can't find something you're interested in on this lineup, I don't know what's wrong with you.
No, you took that word out of my mouth. I would encourage people, if they're interested, to look at the lineup, circle a few things and a few things that they like and a few things that they that interest them, because there's really something for everybody and for all ages. And we have journalists speaking about books that they've written. We have historians, fiction writers. I mean, you name it. We have statisticians. So it's something for everybody, as you say.
I was just talking to Michael Heck, and we were talking about the fact that there's so much going on in the city, and obviously this being one of the events. And I found a topic. I said, you know, on Friday, March 28th, I'm a big fan of David Axelrod, and I love listening to Karl Rove and how they rip apart, you know, national politics. Well, they're going to be on a panel together, moderated by Elena Calabro, at 1 o'clock in McAllister Auditorium from 1 to 2 p.m. Bridging the Divide: A Bipartisan Discussion on America's Future. You don't often see these two guys together sitting in that kind of environment. I think that would be something very interesting to attend. Your thoughts?
No, it will be. It'll be really interesting. And so folks can just show up. It's a big auditorium on Tulane's campus. They can go on our website and see all the details about how to get here and all the details. And I just think it's going to be very interesting.
Now, Cheryl, Saturday, the weather is supposed to be a little iffy, but you guys put on a family day at the festival on Saturday, March the 29th. There's Scholastic free book giveaway, number of children's authors. And where is that going to be? Because if you're looking for something to do with kids on Saturday, if the weather's a little iffy, this is a place to be, I would think.
Definitely. It's indoor. And the festival in general is all the venues are indoor. You do have to walk to get to them, which is not necessarily a long walk, especially if you do ride share. You get dropped off close by. You can go inside and see a session. And then the family day program we've been doing for a long time, and it is in the basketball arena on Tulane's campus. And we take over the whole thing. We have about 20 children's authors and 20 family literacy partners that do activities with kids. We have donuts and chicken and all kinds of things that kids can come see. We also have a book giveaway by Scholastic that they've done for the past 15 years, and each child will be able to come choose three books to take home with them. So it's really a fun, engaging project, and it's not weather dependent at all.
And you got some big name writers too. I mean, just on the adult side, Bob Woodward, John Grisham, Maureen Dowd, mm-hmm. And the list, Connie Chung, the list just goes on and on and on.
Yes, we do. It's been a great success story here, as we moved to Tulane with this festival and grew it beyond just a one-day event to into a three-day event. And the New Orleans community has really responded and just really enjoyed coming out, in a great, fun atmosphere and talking to authors that they've read before, learning about new authors, talking to other book lovers and learning about other people. It's just been really great for people, and we're very happy that it's been so successful here. So I think we're expecting another big event, this weekend as well.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show Early Wedge on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's not just about politics. It's about a lot of other issues. One, you have a whole lineup of chefs talking about the culinary delights. Talk to us about that.
Yeah. So every year, because this is a festival in New Orleans, we have to have music and we have to have food. And so we'll have a lot of that at this festival. And the cooking part is we reach out to chefs with cookbooks and let them talk about how they develop their cookbook, what the restaurant life is like, what some of their recipes. Some of the chefs offer tastings after the panel discussions. This year we have four culinary panels, and some of them are going to be, they're going to be across the gamut again, to where people can come and choose which one of the culinary things they want to go to. There's a panel on sandwiches. A gentleman wrote a story about New Orleans being the sandwich capital of America. And so we've invited some of the sandwich makers in New Orleans to come talk about that trade.
And interestingly, what I liked as well, and I've seen it before, but I think it's worth mentioning, you get local folks to moderate these discussions. So when you visit, you're going to be familiar with a whole lot of people there.
Oh, of course. And that's true. Half of our authors are local and moderators. The authors and locals themselves are moderator. We like to mix national authors with locals to try to create a synergy there as well. The national authors love coming and getting to know New Orleanians. So that's been a great success for us. And so there'll be a lot of names. Rich Campanella is a Tulane one that people know. He's a historian that people love to come see. And we've got two different sessions during the festival.
Yeah, and I think you were quoted in one of the articles as saying the most difficult thing is trying to split yourself up into two or three or four and be able to do four at a time.
Exactly.
Which is impossible.
Exactly. But, that's partially intentional, partially because it's only 2 days and we have 90 sessions, so there's really no way to spread it out any further. But the other thing is we want people to fill up the different auditoriums and maybe try something. If you don't get into something you like to see, just go to something new. And so that's kind of the way we kind of have it intentionally designed. But there'll definitely be something that you can get into.
And
then I don't
website,
know if I mentioned that it's free too. So think
yeah,
about
it
that.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, well, absolutely. And you don't get many opportunities with the quality of the offerings here for free. I've not seen it anywhere. So,
I mean, well, it's important to us to be accessible so that anybody from the community is able to come, and that's part of our mission. Also, we have a great list of sponsors who really help us with that mission to keep it free, and so they make donations that allow us not to have to charge ticket prices, just so that you know anybody is able to come.
No, absolutely. And if you're looking for that lineup, you can go to bookfest.tulane.edu, and it's a great website, easy to meander through. I was looking at it last night, and it intrigued me. Because you can click on this and that, and you can see some of the folks that you follow, you know, in the news, click on it, see what role they're playing. Really nicely done, easy to navigate, and you get a good feel for what the presentation is going to be about. And it's time well spent to go look at it and plan out your day. And it's free. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
Right. And then people, one last thing is that we have a great poster. And so people can see that poster online as well. And we'll have the poster artist, who's Simone of New Orleans, coming in the middle of the day on Saturday to sign the book that is written about his poster. And it's really beautiful poster, if anybody wants to take a look at that.
Cheryl, have y'all done a poster every year? I don't recall.
We've had several local artists work on the poster every year, and so they're beautiful. But this one in particular, because it's very New Orleans themed, people have loved it. And we have a lot of merch that goes with the poster, and it's kind of selling really well. So that's great too.
Absolutely. Well, best of luck this weekend, March 27th through the 29th on Tulane's Uptown Campus, the New Orleans Book Festival. Go to bookfest.tulane.edu. You can see all of the offerings, and they are all free. Thank you so much for joining us and filling us in on this great opportunity. And again, best of luck on this 3-day celebration of literature and culture.
Thank you so much, Neil. If you ever write a book, you're welcome to come.
Absolutely. Cheryl Landrieu, former First Lady and the co-chair of the New Orleans Book Festival. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.